It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Systems of Michigan, Michigan's leading provider of basement waterproofing, foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete lifting, generators, and gutter services. Visit drymish.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Our listeners know how much we love that word system.
Systems and FSM. I mean, I want to sing the tune if I'm not so plugged up. 877-DRY-MISH. Everybody knows that phone number. But this is the right time of the year to be thinking, if I've got a wet crawl or a wet basement, I need a good resource.
Because you need a healthy home. And if you have any moisture in your house, whether it's in your crawl space or in your basement, you have an unhealthy environment. So we're going to spend the next hour talking to Dale King of Foundation Systems of Michigan on how you can make sure you live in a completely healthy, dry home. Stick around more with the Inside Outside Guys and Foundation Systems of Michigan, only on AM 760 WJR.
Back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by FSM, Foundation Systems of Michigan. And we've got Dale King, who you've met many times in the past with us. Dale, welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing phenomenal, Dale. You know, anyone that's listening to this program has heard of Foundation Systems of Michigan. They may not have heard of Dale King or Groundwork. So let's explain exactly who Dale King is, what you do here, and let's talk about the parent company as well, Groundworks, okay?
Perfect. I'm Dale King. I'm the sales inspections manager for Foundation Systems of Michigan in Livonia. I've been with the company since 2010. I've been in the industry since 2005. And through that time, we started our location here in Livonia as the main location. And then we opened up a second location in Traverse City, Michigan. Then we opened up our third location in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then in 2020, we partnered with Groundworks, which is the largest foundation repair company in the country. Over 4,000 employees now, 45 different locations throughout the entire country. And our owners decided, or founders, I should say, decided to partner with Groundworks because it was the only way that they knew how to grow the business more and provide more for the employees and better solutions for our customers. So by joining Groundworks, we are able to utilize all of the companies, all of the knowledge. We now have our own engineering facility, engineering departments within Groundworks that design and manufacture the materials and send them out to the branches. We have a education process for every position in the company. Employees, their benefits were better. 401k profit sharing was given to employees.
So this is a career opportunity for anyone that wants to get into this field, right?
Absolutely. And with Groundworks, we now have opened up another location this month up in Rochester Hills. So again, as we grow, we need to be able to pull employees from all around to help us with our customers. And We just went through a transition, and now every employee that comes in, from whoever answers the phone, a guy first day carrying buckets, on up to our general manager, myself, everybody's an owner in the company.
Oh, excellent.
So it's the first time it's ever been done in home improvement in the industry.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. So at some point, our company will be a publicly traded company, but everybody that works for Foundation Systems of Michigan owns a piece of the company.
Chuck and I just visited. We're in Wisconsin, talking to the people from
Wausau.
Wausau and their
Diamond Co. Building Products.
Thank you, Diamond Co. And they are a employee-owned company, for a while now. And boy, they loved it. That's all they talked about, is how many benefits and how much they love being. Because one of the biggest, hardest challenges as a business owner is trying to get the employees to buy in to what we call take ownership.
Yeah, to care every day.
This is almost automatic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, the employees love it. They love the opportunity. You know, if you want to move to Colorado, we have a location in Colorado, and we're moving out west further, but we have locations in Florida, Texas, the Carolinas, Virginia, all over the place, Midwest.
And you're still in Michigan?
I'm still in Michigan, yeah.
Florida?
Yeah, I know, right? That's the retirement plan, right?
So the personalized service that you're able to offer being this big and the warranty issues, what do those mean to our listeners, the homeowners?
So, again, even though we are fully throughout the entire country, we hire locally, right? So guys like me, there's many guys at FSM that have been here 10, 15, 20 years.
You're a Michigan guy.
Yeah, we're Michigan. We live locally. We have, the care of our friends, family, our communities. Okay. But we have the backing of a nationally backed warranty. So the advantage for our customers is you get that local feel, but you have a warranty that's the strongest in the industry.
And this is a national company that has locations in different areas with very different soils than all the different areas they are in.
Yep.
And we all know in Michigan, our soils are unique. You could have, usually when you dig, you hit clay, but you can hit those pockets of sand and everything else. But if you're in Florida, you're in all sand, right? Yeah.
Peat moss,
There you go, right.
And so, yeah, that's very true. So we have the different branches, many branches outside of Michigan use push beers, where in Michigan, we use helicals. So,
what's the difference?
So a push pier, you're going to use the load of the house to help force the pier into the ground. You're actually pushing up onto the house.
Okay.
And then once the pier hits a load-bearing soil, a strata that can support the load, the house will start to lift, right? Well, in Michigan, you may not hit that.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. So in Michigan, we'll use a helical, which is, it looks like a screw. We have an 8-inch, 10-inch, and then if we do a triple, a 12-inch, and we hydraulically screw those with a backhoe until, again, we hit a torque rating. There's a pressure gauge coming in and going out, tells us the pressure of what soil we're at.
We've been on your site seeing that in person. That's very impressive.
Yep, we have to log that, give it to the cities, and then you get this like pyramid that comes off the soil in order to stabilize the house from those helices.
That's well
described. And that's so interesting. And because you're a national company, I mean, how many times do you think someone's taken the push pier and brought it up here and tried to use it?
Yep.
And it didn't work. R&D on the job.
Yep.
So that's one of the things being a national company gives you is the delve of knowledge that if you run into something here that you don't understand, you know somewhere else in groundwork someone's going to be able to help out.
Yep, absolutely.
And work as a family. That's very interesting. Well, Foundation Systems of Michigan is Michigan's largest foundation and waterproofing company. And we get back from work. Let's talk about exactly what you do and every place that Foundation Systems of Michigan goes in the state of Michigan, which is pretty much everywhere.
Yep.
You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys today featuring Foundation Systems of Michigan only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Systems of Michigan. Michigan's leading provider of basement waterproofing, foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete lifting, generators, and gutter services. Visit drymish.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got Dale King with us, and Dale, you are the sales inspection manager. There's a lot to that, but Ken mentioned, first of all, if people can hear us in Michigan, FSM will service them. Is that realistic?
There's nowhere that we do not go in Michigan, and we actually go into the six counties into Ohio.
Northern Ohio?
Yep, Northern Ohio. Yep. So
we got a lot
if
of
you can
listeners.
Hear us, Traverse City, Grand Rapids, in the Thumb, Ohio, Northern Ohio, we'll come help you.
Is there something that owners can do as the weather gets warmer to prepare themselves for the spring rain and potential flooding?
Absolutely. So one thing I always like to educate your customers on is you start to look from the top down. So inspect the roof after, I always get up on my roof. If you're not comfortable doing that, have a professional out. You want to look to make sure that, the gutters are clear, roof is clear for debris so that the water can travel properly into your gutters. Look for gutter damage from any of the trees that have fallen so that it is collecting that water properly. And then you've got to come down and look to the ground and make sure your downspouts are all moving that water away from your backfill area. So we like to give at least 6 feet minimum, and further the better to get the water away from the house. Again, as we had mentioned earlier, the clay in Michigan is very elastic. So what I mean by that is, as water is added to the soil, it's going to expand and contract much more than any other soil would. So if you're adding a ton of water to that backfill, that could create a lot of pressure on your home, right? So you look at an inch of rain on a 1,000 square feet roof could be 600 gallons of water, sure. Right? And so you start multiplying how that water is coming down to downspouts, how much rain did we get? That's a lot of hydrostatic pressure on the home, and it's a lot of wear and tear on your drain tile that's collecting the water. So always look to maintain the roof, gutters, and downspouts, and then from there, look at the grade. How is my grade around the home? And one of the things that we see a lot of people make mistakes is they keep bringing the grade up, up, and up. You do not want to bring your grade higher than your sill plate of your home, because then you get water coming over top of the wall, right? So many times...
You see that?
Oh, all the time, especially into walkout basements where, you know, a landscaper comes in and grades it to where your 2x6 wall meets your foundation, where they put the wood wall in, and they didn't properly build that back, and you get water leaking through that finger space.
Then critters. Then you're going to get the bugs.
Yep. So that's grading is a big thing also. So in grading, we can recognize for the homeowner. That's not a service that we provide, but again, we're here to help.
Sure.
We want to make sure we do a thorough inspection for the house.
And those are free, right?
Absolutely. So
now you mentioned about the clay, and Chuck and I talk to people who are building houses about backfilling, how important it is when they backfill with a drainable soil, and speak about that out there. When people do backfill with a gravel or a sand, they greatly avoid a lot of these issues over time, do they not?
You could, but typically the soil that comes out
is what goes back in.
Is what's absolutely going back in.
That's a green thing, Dale. They call that native soil backfill.
You don't have to truck in any more new stuff, right?
Yeah. It's a cost savings when they're building the neighborhoods. But if you are building your own home and you're able to haul that soil away and then backfill it with an engineered fill, you know, you want a little sand gravel mix in there that helps drain, right? But we do work in areas where if it's a lot of sand, that sand can wash into the drain tile also.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So
yeah,
sure.
That's the bugaboo. It gets in the drain tile.
You won't maybe have as much as the expansion and contraction with pressure on the house, but you still have the filtration issue with the sand getting into the footing drains.
So you come out, we figure out we have an issue. How do you repair the issue? Let's talk about the process from the minute somebody calls you to when you're done.
So the call center takes your call. They're going to ask some questions. Just to get an idea of what type of problem you have so that we can send the right individual out. So, and we do have an online service that you can book your own appointment. So the more details that we can get from you, the better.
Sure.
That gives us the right inspector to send out. So we've got water inspectors, we've got crawl space inspectors, we've got foundation inspectors, we got guys that are better with generators and electrical. We got guys with poly concrete lifting and guys for our gutters,
right?
So we want to make sure we get the right guy out there. And even if we don't, the guys will call each other and bring out the foundation guy if we need to. So the first is to get some information, find out what's going on. Then you're going to get a follow-up call from the inspector, usually 1 to 2 days before the inspection, just to confirm everything's good and you're still ready to go. Once we get to the house, we got a little app that we send you, and it's like Uber, right? Lets you know when we're coming and when we get to the house, which is pretty cool. Our customers like to see and know when we're getting there. And
absolutely.
Yep. And once we get to the house, we have a very step-by-step process. We want to find out. We have some questions for the homeowner, how long it's been going on, you know, what they've done to help fix the problem over time, you know, damages that they've had, things like that. So we can get a full experience because we don't live there. Once we go through some of the questions, we're going to do a thorough inspection. The guys are going to break out all their tools, meters, moisture meters, lasers, and get a good idea that of the house being level, stable, and humidity levels and moistures around the foundation. And draw up a sketch, go back upstairs, sit with the homeowner, and then go through why it's happening. It's very important that we educate our customers.
Sure.
One of the we send surveys out after every appointment and every install, and one of the things, the feedback that we get is how comfortable the homeowners feel because we took the time to educate them.
Can your people read cracks in brick and foundations?
So cracks do tell a story. Yeah. So based on how the cracks are diagonal, vertical, where they're placed in the house, how they tie to one another, tells a story. That's part of it. Then we have to use our tools, lasers, measurements. But the cracks outside and inside in the basement and upstairs in the drywall all tell a story. So that's why you want the foundation guy out there. It's like reading music, right?
Good.
My wife doesn't know what it means, right? But I can look at a piece of music and I can see it and understand it. It comes out to you.
I'm jealous.
You're the expert.
It's the same thing. So we teach guys when they get here, over time through the first 5 years, you will build into all of the services, right? That's why we have to specialize, train, and make sure that we take the time to educate.
So that everyone's knowledge base is integrated?
Yep.
Is that?
Yep.
In the last 10 years, here in the state of Michigan, we've had 200-year rains that I can remember.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
I know it doesn't, but I know Dale knows what I'm talking about. He gets a 100-year rain. And people who see moisture in their basement, we get these emails all the time, Chuck. I mean, when your phone starts ringing, our emails pick up.
Yeah.
So they'll see moisture, and they'll try to figure out any kind of way they can to repair that themselves, which we understand. But then we get a rain, like we're going to get this spring. And all of a sudden, it goes from a little bit of moisture in the basement to they got active standing water in their basement. I guess what I'm trying to say is it doesn't solve itself, does it? If you have moisture in your foundation or your basement, you homeowners need Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Yeah, give us a call. Have us come out. Again, we'll go through the process with the inspection. Once we get the education piece, we'll draw up a diagram, create a solution that they're comfortable with, and then they'll have the time to, you know, evaluate what it is that they want to do.
Well, here's a little information. Water damage can be catastrophic. Every inch of water can create $25,000 worth of damage in your home. So before that happens to you, make sure you give Foundation Systems of Michigan a call at 877-DRY-MISH or go to the website at drymish.com. Stick around for more with Dale King and Foundation Systems of Michigan with the Inside Outside Guys only on AM 760 WJR.
Back everybody to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Systems of Michigan. We've got Dale King here. Dale, how do I address cracking in walls and floors? I mean, is it something I have to take care of? Ken kind of implied that if you got a crack, it ain't getting better by itself.
Doesn't every basement wall and floor crack here in Michigan?
Well, we had our engineers up here a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him. I said, "Is a basement wall designed to crack?" And his answer was no. It's not engineered to crack. Now, is every crack in a poured foundation wall a structural issue? No. And it's not something that we should, get too nervous or worried about. But if you are concerned with it, you know, again, give us a call. We'll come out, give a free inspection. Cracks can leak, but typically if you have multiple cracks in a basement, and those cracks are related to some drywall cracks upstairs or something on the outside, yes, that could be serious.
Basements in Michigan, I think 99% of them are either cinder block if they're older and poured concrete walls if they're a newer house. Mm-hmm. How do you go about differently repairing those two kinds of basements?
So, so a block wall could be a spread footing or it could be a monolithic. And so our guys are trained to look at the base of the wall to see how much of your block is showing.
Let me explain that real quick, what a monolithic means. Basically, they just pour one slab on the basement, and then they build off the edges of that slab, correct?
Yep. So the edges of the slab, you would trench around for the basement. The concrete's going to be thicker there, and deeper, that creates a one pour, hence the word mono for floor in the footing. And then your block, you'd see a full block, right, with a mortar on the base. So that we approach a little bit differently than a spread footing, but a spread footing on a poured wall or a block wall are pretty similar in how they're built and in what we can do to repair them. Things get different in a crawl space on a slab, 42-inch footing or a brick footing. You know, they kind of pyramid down. You don't know if they're on brick or not until you open up the floor. And stone can be different, too. So,
in Detroit, how many times, I mean, even not Detroit, how many times have you dug down there's no footing? Many times.
So we've had many companies actually call us. They get there, open up the floor, start digging, and they're like, we're not familiar with this.
Right.
We have to come out and assist the homeowner and take over the job. Just, again, we want to be the best and the most reliable for people in Michigan. So we don't get there unless we educate ourselves and then also have the right engineered solutions for
ourselves. So you don't just have a one-size-fits-all solution for basements that are sinking. What are some of the, you know, without getting too technical, we're on radio, we've got a lot of listeners that have never done this. What are some of the solutions you might offer?
So we do basement waterproofing. And we've got an AquaStop basement gutter system with that. We've got a drain tile system with that. We have crawl space encapsulation that we do with, again, waterproofing and sump systems. We've engineered our own sump system that is actually two pieces so that we can get it into crawl spaces. We used to use a smaller, but Michigan code requires 24 inches depth on your sumps, and cities were not approving that. And there's
how come?
Because
they code.
Where there was no sump, right? I mean, it's like
I know. Because if it doesn't say so in the book, Chuck, it has to be wrong.
I know.
So
I just
we made our own sump system that would come apart that we could take in, snap together. Has a radon sealed lid, alarm systems, backup systems, perforated basing. So we use that in our basements, our crawl spaces. We have an engineered vapor barrier that goes on the walls. It's an EVOH membrane. EVOH is just what they use in your gas tanks, your cars, ethylene vinyl alcohol with Ziploc bags. It doesn't allow gases, odors to permeate. So it's nobody else in the state has that, something we made.
You can install basically a seamless vapor barrier in a crawl space with that material.
Yeah, and we use we seal all the seams, a double layer butyl seam with a nice tape seam.
It's amazing the crawl spaces that you guys get into.
Oh.
I mean, I look at how does anyone get into these crawl spaces, and you guys find a way to get down there.
Yeah, you got to hire small guys.
Yeah. You couldn't drag my lifeless body into some of those, I'll tell you.
And you know, and people are surprised. You know, the investment that you make for your crawl space is significant.
Oh,
but
in
order to keep good quality employees, that you know, to get down into those areas and work is a very
well compensated,
very difficult job, right? And they have to understand what they're doing, so they have to be knowledgeable and skilled. So that's where, you know, we pay our people to stay with us, because the longer they're with us, the better experience that we get with our customers.
How about stabilizing walls then that are bowing or caving in even?
Yep. So again, we have multiple different solutions. If you're putting on a brick wall, a block wall, or a poured wall, again, this is all on engineering. So if, you know, your grade is 6 foot height and it's a block wall and it's a, you know, very elastic clay, we have a certain size plate that goes on there that is going to go out into the soil a certain distance. If you have a grade that's 7.5 or 8 foot, those plates might change in size and also in spacing.
So you might install a dead man out in the under the yard and pull back on the wall with a plate and cable.
Yeah, it's like a seawall. We'll put a plate inside and then a cross member plate into the ground outside. That's one option. We also use what's called an IntelliBrace, settle stop IntelliBrace, which is a 3x4-inch galvanized beam with engineered brackets on the joists and on the floor. Again, we would have to inspect how the house is built. If you have engineered trusses or joists, you can't tie a beam into that, right? And then we have carbon fiber straps that we can use too.
Those are incredibly strong.
Incredibly strong, yep. And so, and there's applications, there's a situation for each one. Not every, again, not one size fits all. And then if we have to, we'll rebuild the walls. So multiple different options there based on, again, brick, poured, block, stone, and how is the wall moving? What is the soil type? What's the grade level? How is the house built? A lot of factors, right?
Absolutely.
So, there, again, a lot of training has to go into that to do it properly.
You mentioned the benefit of a larger company in the rare event that maybe a wall caves in. And you just can't leave that wall caved in for 8 weeks while the insurance company decides whether or not they're going to help out the owner.
Yeah, so, again, we over the years, you know, I had a wall cave in years ago on us while we were repairing it. Okay. And we had it rebuilt in 2 weeks. At no extra cost to the customer, no insurance claim. So, again, one of the reasons why people work with us, we try to put it to people, if you had $10,000 to invest, would you use Apple or would you use Robotech Industries LLC, right? We like to think of ourselves as Apple because it's a safe investment by our experience. It's proven, and they know what the result is going to be. So it's the same thing with, you know, if we had made an insurance claim, you make one insurance claim in our industry, and it's very, very difficult to get insurance again.
So I'm a homeowner. I don't know what that smell is. I don't know what that white stuff growing on my basement wall is. It's not a crack. I don't think I have a problem. I call you, and you're going to tell me I do. Can you talk about some signs, people, they may not see a crack, but some signs they have an unhealthy basement or crawl space?
Sure. So if you're noticing odors in the basement or coming from the house from the crawl space, people like to relate that to a cottage smell. Right? It smells like the cottage up north. Well, that cottage smell is usually some type of mildew or bacteria growing in the house that's not healthy, right? And so we need to then do a test and take a look at the air quality. So we have to find out what the humidity levels are. Why is your humidity level there? Maybe it's just an adjustment on your furnace and your AC unit that we can help with that. We also have air systems we put into home. They're called air basement systems. Air systems for the basement.
So you may be out there give great advice and help us without even coming in and doing what you guys do as a foundation servicing company, right?
Right. The inspection process, there's been many times where we've gone out and people had water and it was a dishwasher leaking, right? So we helped them with that. But if it's a humidity issue or something, we can do some testing, set up a machine down there, help them adjust their furnace, their AC. If you see that white powder substance that you mentioned, that's efflorescence. So as the water, you know, your foundation wall is porous, it's like a sponge. So over time, you know, the air is being drawn in through the base of the house. It pulls those calcium deposits in from the concrete, and you notice that. If you're noticing that, that's telling you you've got some moisture, humidity, maybe the tar on the outside expansion and contraction is getting worn off, creating some humidity into the house.
That's not healthy.
Yeah, and what people make a big mistake is they go out and they buy a very expensive, what's called waterproofing paint, and then they trap that moisture behind that paint, which does more damage.
How many emails do we get on that?
So many emails bubbles. On that. Paint will not cure a basement leak. It just will not, no matter how thick you put it on, right?
No.
Okay, now Chuck mentioned earlier walls caving in. I'm thinking the only reason someone would let it get to that point is because, you know, basement waterproofing, foundation repair is not inexpensive, and they're probably scared that they just don't have the money, so they let it get worse and worse and worse. Foundation Systems of Michigan can help people with that. We get back from break, let's talk about how you can help them with your financing options, okay? And we also want people to make sure they go to your website as well, because you have some great educational information there at drymish.com. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring Foundation Systems of Michigan, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Systems of Michigan, Michigan's leading provider of basement waterproofing, foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete lifting, generators, and gutter services. Visit drymish.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got Dale King with us, and Dale, let's talk about the vast wealth of resources you've got. Ken mentioned financing, warranty.
Yeah. So
go.
go. Yeah.
There's never been a time in, you know, I should take that back. There was a time when we started that we had one loan. You could get 10% financing for 1 year. And over the years, as you have experience in your own life and you build your own credit, the business builds credit with the banks.
Sure.
And so we have opportunities now that there's not anybody that we can't help. We have loans that if you want the 0% for 1 year, or if you want a long-term low payment loan, there's never been anybody that we can't help as long as they've got, you know, some decent credit. We've got a couple banks that we use, and it takes usually a couple minutes while we're in the home if they're approved. They can schedule the work with no
instant approval. They don't got to say, let me go check and I'll get back to you.
No, and they're typically much better than the HELOC rates, your home equity line of credits that are out there now. And they could do it without any money out of pocket. And so a lot of our homeowners that are just bought a home, you know, that their little house broke at the beginning.
They don't expect this expense.
Nope, yeah. They can use that. Or even homeowners that are selling their homes. They let the house pay for it. You know, you do the 0% for a year. They sell the house sells, they pay it off. They didn't even have to come out of pocket.
Good suggestion.
And let me add to that, for the people who are buying the house, what kind of warranty do they get?
So our warranties stay with the address. It doesn't stay with the name. It's a lifetime, nationally backed, transferable warranty.
That's huge. Yep. That is absolutely huge. If I'm a homeowner,
it is.
That gives me such a peace of mind. That is done one time right, and I don't have to worry about it again.
Yep. And there's many houses that our name has sold for the homeowners because they listen to you guys. You know, they hear it on WJR. They hear it, you know, our jingle all the time.
Yeah.
And they know that it's been done correctly. Yeah. And if there is a problem, we're always going to be here, especially being part of Groundworks, a national company that, you know, we're building this company to be here for the next 100, 150 years, that your house is protected. And if there's ever an issue in the future,
call
you know,
us.
You can call us. We've had people from out of state that have used a Groundworks company in Missouri. I had a customer moved here to Michigan, and they looked up Groundworks, found us here, and we came out same type of a service for them.
How important is that high touch when people are scared to death their house is going to cave in on them?
Yeah, it's. I've learned from the beginning that, you know, people are not aware of this.
Right.
So, you know, if
right.
you think of how
Good
many
point.
How many of your friends and family have put a roof on, right? And then you think how many have had to deal with a structural or a water issue
sure.
in the basement. It's a much smaller number. So having us out, and again, our education process with our homeowners, which people appreciate, and the ability to really understand what's happening, builds the trust and the value that we're giving them.
Basement waterproofing is not a DIY thing. And Chuck and I talk about the two most important features of your home are the roof and the foundation. And when it's time to get those repaired, it is so worth getting them repaired by a company that you know knows what they're doing, has a proven track record with a lifetime warranty. Why wouldn't they do that? Especially if they can get literally have someone else pay for it for a year by getting a 0% financing loan.
Yep, absolutely. It's we try to make it as easy a process for people because we know how nervous they may be. We know how disruptive it is. This isn't something, you know, you're not getting a shiny new boat or, you
right.
know,
right.
when we're done, that we're going to tear up the yard or the inside of the home and then put it all back underground and cement it back, and there's going to be some dust cleanup, right, or some landscaping. The crawl space work is very cool to see from start to finish, right?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we've seen some of that.
I had a muddy hole under my house, and now I got a beautiful place where I could actually store some stuff if I needed to.
Yeah, I store all kinds of stuff down there. And then, you know, it's nice to see the generator when you get the generator, and people, I have customers like hoping
a storm
comes. Wait a minute,
you guys will also install generators.
Yeah, we install
our
Cummins and Briggs & Stratton generators. They're one of the most reliable. What they have on the Cummins side is a very low harmonic distortion of energy being fed to the house, so you're not ruining the computer boards and your
It's a clean.
Yep.
It's not energy. Loud when they exercise. It's not a real loud, annoying noise. So Foundations of Michigan first started fixing basements. Then they said, look, people, if you can get the water mitigation from the roof taken care of,
you have a lot less chance of having basement issues, so you started a gutter company, which makes perfect sense. And then the ultimate backup system is a standby power generator, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's how people would ask us, because we would comment on how they should change their gutters, right? Yeah. I need to move the water away from here, and so let me re-engineer this, and then why don't we start doing gutters? And then we are one of the only companies that pull permits for every single job we do.
That's huge.
And so we have, I have three master plumbers on staff. We have to have them to pull the plumbing. If not, a company is subcontracting a plumber to pull the permits, and now you're relying on that gentleman who you may not have met.
And waiting.
Work.
And let me tell you, email we get all the time. I bought my house last year. My basement was waterproofed. It looked, you know, sometime 20 years ago. The people we bought it from said it was lifetime warranty, but we don't know what to do. So Chuck and I will say, go to your local jurisdiction, go to the building department. If that company didn't pull a permit, you're never going to find them.
Yeah.
You guys pull a permit every time, so they'll always be able to know.
Part of that is we have the building permit, we have the plumbers, we have the plumber permit, and then in order to install it, some systems, you have to provide electrical that's dedicated, that's to code, right?
Yep.
So now, in order to have the electrical division that we brought on, because we had so many electrical outlets, crawl spaces have to be lit above the utility and a pathway to that utility.
Exactly.
We decided to bring on the electricians, and with that, the whole home generators, because we'd be in homes when they're flooding and the power was out. So now we have the option to battery back up a home with the sump, or we can provide a whole home standby generator.
Chuck and I had a friend many, many years ago, had a basement leak, fixed it all, bought a backup generator, didn't work, leaked again, flooded his basement, and then went out and bought a standby generator, because, like, again, that's the ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's very funny. Our customers want the power to go out so they can test the generator. So it's fun. That's a very fun installation for our homeowners, because we're not tearing the yard up, right? They really enjoy those. So, and then again, to lead into another, when we did the gutters and the structural, we now do the poly-level concrete leveling. And so if you have sidewalks, interior slab, if it's settling inside a home or the garage.
Sterling Heights, famous. Those areas on the east side are famous for those bonus rooms starting to settle, aren't they?
Yep. So if it's not the footing that's settling, the slab is going. Again, knowing the right solution for the right problem, right? And so I was at a house last night that a customer was asking, can't we pump something under the footing to lift it? And we had to go through the education process so he understood why the solution that we were proposing was the right solution for the footing. And then the concrete is the right, the poly is the right solution for the concrete.
Awesome. Very, very impressive stuff. So the phone number is 877-DRY-MISH. The website is drymish.com. If you can't remember that, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. You know, you guys take great care of our listeners. We know you're going to continue to, and you have so many reasons why, if a homeowner has water in their basement, they need to call Foundation Systems of Michigan. Dale King, thank you so much for coming out with us today.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks, Dale.
Yeah, been great.
You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring Foundation Systems of Michigan, only on AM 760 WJR.